शिलटंकाल नकाल इतो नृसिंगो परतो नृसिंगो इतो नृसिंगो परतो नृसिंगो यतो यतो यामिततो नृसिंहो यतो यतो यामिततो नृसिंहो यतो यतो यामिततो नृसिंहो यतो यतो बहिर्नृसिंहो हृदय नृसिंहो बहिर्नृसिंहो हृदय नृसिंहो नृसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपदे नृसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपदे ते नृसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपदे तव कर कमलवारे नखां अद्भुत श्रृंगां दालिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनुबृंगां केशवदीरिता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी जय जगदीश हरे तनुबृंगां केशवदीरिता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी जय जगदीश तव कर कमलवारे नखां अद्भुत श्रृंगां दलिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनुबृंगां केशवदीरिता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी जय जगदीश हरे कशिपु तनुबृंगां रूपा जय नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय भक्त प्रहलाद जय भक्त प्रहलाद जय भक्त प्रहलाद जय भक्त प्रहलाद गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नृसिंह भगवान की जय प्रहलाद महाराज की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय
Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Varshana was making an announcement about Rath Yatra, and I had the pleasure of being just coming back from New York today. And yesterday, Saturday, they had the Rath Yatra in New York. And the Rath Yatra festival went down Fifth Avenue in New York. You know, that's where Macy's Parade is. That's where all that, yeah, Thanksgiving Parade. And then there's the Hare Krishna Parade. I was told when I was there that they are not allowing any other group or any other parade besides these very famous big parades. And of course, the Hare Krishna Parade. When Prabhupada heard that the devotees were having this parade down Fifth Avenue in New York, he was very pleased. Actually became very elated that they were doing this. The significance of it is that so many people get an opportunity to see Lord Jagannath. And they have that opportunity to get the mercy of Krishna and, of course, the devotees. And as the parade was going down Fifth Avenue, there was hundreds of devotees, just hundreds. And as they were going down the street, I was watching all the different people that were standing on the side of the parade along the sidewalk. And I was looking at their faces and watching them. And it was incredible. Some people were just struck with awe and wonder. They couldn't believe it. There were so many devotees, at least 1,000 devotees, and they were all jumping in ecstasy. And devotees were just perspiring and just dancing and just jumping and just being completely ecstatic. And in the course of an everyday life of a person, the only time that they can actually feel like that is if they get thoroughly intoxicated. And I don't mean by the holy name either. So they're a little bit astonished that devotees can be so ecstatic in dancing and chanting this holy name of Krishna. So Rath Yatra is such a wonderful program to introduce the holy name and, of course, the mercy of the Lord to so many fallen conditioned souls. So as Varshana was requesting, please make a sincere effort to help Rath Yatra. Let's make it a success, because you cannot imagine the benefit, the overall benefit that's developed by this program. So many favorable things are come from such a big program. When people see this, they completely become elated. In fact, I went downtown, I think it was Union Square. One day I went downtown in my dhoti and kurta and tilak. And I went downtown with Vaisheshika Prabhu, another devotee, and we were distributing books and stopping people. And they said, are you the guys who are going to have that big festival, that parade down Fifth Avenue? And I said, that's right, that's us. And we said, here, read about it. And they were so favorable. They were actually they were enthused to see the devotees there. And they were so enthused to actually read something about the Krishna Conscious Movement. So please, make a sincere effort. August 3rd is that date. Help us make this a success. Of course, Krishna, you know, he can do anything he wants on his own. But he likes to engage his devotees. He likes to give us a little bit of pleasure. So the pleasure can be derived by helping us make this festival a success. Okay? So please do that. I'm just saying this because I was totally elated being in New York and having the opportunity to chant and dance all the way down the street for a couple of miles till I was so tired I couldn't move. Jai. Jai Jagannath. So we're going to do a little thing here this evening, His Holiness Bhakti Churu Maharaj and myself. I'm just going to give a short little introduction here. What we're going to do is we'd like to introduce to you a very nice project that His Holiness Bhakti Chuma Maharaj has been doing since 1996. It was Srila Prabhupada's centennial celebration. He wanted to do something. He was inspired to do this particular project to let people know Prabhupada's history, his struggles. Prabhupada struggled. He endeavored in order to establish Krishna consciousness. And this video series, it shows us the struggle that Prabhupada went through. Just in order to preach Krishna consciousness, to give us an opportunity to know about Krishna. That's why we have this temple here, these beautiful deities. The prasadam, everybody likes prasadam. That was brought to us by Srila Prabhupada. We believe that a lot of things that are introduced in American society today, like karma, reincarnation, vegetarianism, this all comes from Srila Prabhupada's endeavor. Oh, thank you. So, His Holiness has completed this particular video series, DVD now. It's on DVD. And we wanted to introduce it to you and see if you'd like to come and participate in this project that he's doing. I'm going to let him speak more thoroughly about it, but I just want to give a little tidbit of introduction on it. His Holiness Bhakti Chuma Maharaj has this desire that he'd like to help the children of our society. Many times, all of them, or most of them, have gone through Gurukul. Usually the grade level doesn't go all the way to college or high school like that. It stops at a certain point. And Bhakti Chuma Maharaj, he wanted to actually assist these children in some capacity, some way. And his plan was the DVD video series of Srila Prabhupada. And he construed this idea. I want him to tell the idea as much as possible. But I just want to let you know that it's a very, very good cause. It's being supported by the GBC of our society, the governing body of our society. He's been encouraged to continue with this project. He'll be traveling around the country, around the world, promoting this particular video series. He'll be actually asking a lot of people like yourselves, our congregation, to assist. Some of you that are his dear friends or his disciples or supporters, we want you to be helping us do this within our communities. He'll be traveling around doing that in several different communities, but we're interested in this community right now. We're interested in this community with all of you to see how you could all come and participate and help us in this particular project. I'll say a little bit more after we view the video. At this time, I'd like to have Bhakti Chuma Maharaj say a few words in this connection.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shribashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Thank you, Subhas Prabhu. When I first met Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada instructed me to translate his books into Bengali. And that service gave me the opportunity to come very close to Srila Prabhupada. Rather, I would say, very mercifully, Srila Prabhupada allowed me to come close to his lotus feet. He personally taught me how to translate. He corrected me. And sometimes he chastised me. And sometimes he appreciated. And that became my main service, to translate his books. And by the year 1985, rather 86, I translated all the books except Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the last service, that last series of books that were left to be translated. And then in 1987, I became involved in the GBC. ISKCON at that time was going through a lot of difficulties, and that service became very demanding, and I could not translate. I became so involved with other activities that I couldn't translate anymore. It went on until 1993. And in 1993, I decided that I would translate Srimad Bhagavatam and offer it to Srila Prabhupada for his centennial. And by Krishna's mercy, that had been successful. I had been successful in translating Srimad Bhagavatam, the 30 volumes, by the 1996. And at that time, it occurred to me that I have to do something, I have to offer something to Srila Prabhupada. Although the translating Srimad Bhagavatam and printing them in books was the offering that I considered, but I wanted to offer something else also. And around that time, I came across a book called The Greatest Personalities of the Century. And naturally, with a lot of expectation, I was going through the book thinking that Srila Prabhupada's name must have been mentioned there. But to my utter dismay, it was not. And I felt angry. But then I realized that I can't afford to feel angry. Actually, it is our own fault that we haven't been able to establish Srila Prabhupada in this world. We haven't been able to broadcast Srila Prabhupada's glory in order to let people recognize the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. And I was wondering what to do, how to make the world recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness. And at that time I considered that probably the best way to make the world recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness would be through making a movie on Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada's biography was already written by Srila Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj. It's a brilliant piece of writing. The way he presented Srila Prabhupada's life is wonderful. But people don't read nowadays. And therefore people didn't get to know about Srila Prabhupada. And that's why I thought of making a movie. And I was preparing to make a movie on Srila Prabhupada. So one day, I was having a discussion with a very well-known movie star in Bombay, Hema Malini, who is very close to our movement. And she gave me the idea that it would be better to present it in a television series than making a movie. She gave various reasons. I don't want to get into that. And I was convinced. I felt, yes, making a TV series will be more effective than making a movie. One problem with the movie is that if the movie is a box office hit, then yes, everybody will watch it. But if it is not, then nobody will watch it. So it's a big risk involved. Whereas a TV series, it'll be every week, it'll be shown, and people will watch. So I decided then to make a TV series instead of making a movie. So before making a TV series, I had to get a slot. And those days in India, there was practically only one slot. That's one channel, Doordarshan. Nowadays, of course, in India, there are hundreds of, if not hundreds, at least there are scores of channels. But that was not the case in 1996. And Doordarshan, that's the Indian government's television channel, was the only one. And they had different channels, but that was the main TV program, television program. Jai Shri Rukmini Dwarkadhish ki jai. Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Jai Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now, so first of all, before I get into making the movie, I had to get a slot in the program. And I sent somebody to communicate with the Doordarshan, the Indian National Television channel. And he got back to me saying that he met the Director General. And the Director General said that they already had too many religious programs and they didn't want to have any more religious programs. So, naturally, I was disappointed. Then, I thought I would personally go and meet him. So, the arrangement was made, an appointment was made. And when I went to meet the Director General, who is the head of the television channel in India, I got to know that the old DG, Director General, has been transferred. And in place of him, another person has come. And when I met him, I found him to be extremely favorable. And so he was very encouraging. He said, okay, you make a pilot and you present it and then we will give you a slot. We'll decide about this, giving a slot. So we worked on a pilot and we presented it to him. He watched it for 7 minutes. Right on his table, there are sets of TV monitors, and he just watched it for about 7 minutes. And who took a piece of paper? He took a piece of paper and he approved it right there. And then he asked me, how many episodes I would like to show. So I told him 500. Because the pilot, episode that I made was on just from two paragraphs from Lilamrita. That's Prabhupada got typhoid and he refused to take chicken soup. Do you all remember that incident? So I told him that, look, the pilot episode, that 20 minutes of episode that he made, is just from two paragraphs from this book. And Lilamrita, you have seen what a big volume it is. And say, to do justice to Prabhupada's life, I need to show 500. So he said, look, generally we make a contract for 1 year, that's 54 episodes. But maximum I can do is for 104 episodes, that's 2 years. And I said, okay, fine, then we'll go for 104 episodes. And so he gave us a slot, a very good slot, on Saturday morning. And Saturday morning slots in India are very good slots. And we started to show Prabhupada's biography in video, known as Abhay Charan, in 1996, the day after Srila Prabhupada's Vaspuja, Prabhupada's 100th anniversary. Prabhupada's birth centennial was on the 6th of September, and we started to show it from the 7th of September. Yeah. And since then, I'd been working on this project. Initially, I thought that I would complete it in 2 years' time, because that was the agreement with the Doordarshan. Every week we'd be showing one episode. But then when you realize that we have to come to different America and go to different other countries to shoot, it would be impossible to come up with one episode every week. So I again went to the Director General and I told him about our difficulty and I wanted to go off air, and when I completed the project then we'd start showing it again. So he agreed, and he agreed that in order to do justice to this production, we have to take the time. Anyway, the project that I thought of completing in 2 years, the project is still going on, and it's almost complete. A few more episodes are left, and we are planning to complete it by next summer. Next summer, because one of the episodes we have to shoot in Russia, and as you know, you can't shoot in Russia in winter. I have to wait for summer. So anyway, this is how the project has been somewhat accomplished. And now recently, as Subhas Prabhu just mentioned about how I got involved, or I decided to dedicate this project with another cause in ISKCON. I'll just give a little background. Like during our last annual GBC meeting in Mayapur, one concern was our children. Those who have been brought up in ISKCON, those who have gone to our schools, there is a need to take care of them and help them to become situated in their lives. And they need a lot of help. And our society has a responsibility to help them stand on their own feet. And so while we were considering this need, there was a concern about the funding. Now, while I was involved in Abhay Charan project, while I was shooting, as you know, movie making or even video production is a very expensive affair. But somehow by Krishna's mercy, we had been able to carry on with this project. And therefore I felt that the means that we're using to generate funds when the production was going on. One of the means actually was membership. Like every month we were giving out one video. Those days we were doing it in VHS videotapes. And without really going out and making elaborate arrangements and making a great endeavor, we had a substantial number of members in different parts of the world, especially in UK, South Africa, and different parts of Europe. And that generated a part of the funds that I actually needed to carry on with the project. And I felt now the project is almost complete. And now we are presenting them in DVDs. And if we establish this membership project, then the proceeds from the membership project, from the DVDs, can go to our children's welfare fund. And anyway, I don't want to go into the details. I just want to give you the ideas. And so maybe right now, I would like you to watch what we are actually producing, what we are presenting, what is the quality. I want you to see it for yourself. And then briefly, we can, both Subhas Prabhu and myself can present like what we are actually planning to do with this project. Do you think that's a good idea? Okay, so now we'll just present this DVD. Briefly, I want to mention that these DVDs have four different languages in it: English, Hindi, Bengali, and Tamil. And there are seven subtitles: English, German, French, Italian, Spanish, Dutch, and Russian. So now we'll show it in English, and then at some point we'll just change it over to Hindi. I don't want to show the entire DVD because it runs for 90 minutes. It'll take too long. We'll just show for some time. I just want you to see the quality of our production. The sound can be...
Make sure that all the lamps are lit. Hmm? Straightener Garland? Yeah, that one. Namaskar. Namaskar. Quite a peaceful place this is. Oh, look at that, it's falling. The one on the left? Yes, that one. Yes, yes.
Good evening, Goma.
Namaskar, namaskar. You've come early.
Yes, well, I didn't want to miss the festivities.
Then why don't you come in?
Oh, I'll just sit here.
Achha, let me know if you need anything. Eh?
I'll be fine. You can carry on with your arrangements.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Thank you.
So, Bodhi, how are you all?
I'm fine.
Is everything all right?
How are you, Goldmohan Babu?
Lovely.
Tara! Tara, look, quick, the carriage is here. Please put my hat on for me quickly before it's late.
This way, ma'am.
Yes, that's fine.
You're looking very pretty.
Thank you. Take care, Tara.
I will. Have a good evening, ma'am.
Yes, good night.
Simmons,
that's
a chappy.
Yeah, smart young chap.
He was the one who shot his sepoy by mistake, wasn't it?
Really now?
Shot his sepoy? Darjeeling.
What a player.
He's on the bottom again, of course.
Oh, yeah, must be. He has to get it right there.
Oh, you're telling me, man.
Yeah, you used to do some crazy things, I remember.
What for? For getting drunk, of course.
Until the Indians accept the Bible.
Yes.
And get a damn good English education, like you do, gentlemen, they'll remain nothing but a bunch of superstitious savages.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They have no discrimination. Worship any old thing.
Take, for example, that chappy.
Who?
What's his name now?
The one who claims to be an incarnation of Lord Vishnu?
Yes, that's the one.
Falgu Baba.
Mm-hmm. Falgu Baba.
Yes.
Right.
The fellow's got literally thousands of followers.
Mm-hmm. I say, that sounds rather dangerous.
Oh, he'll cause some trouble. You'll see. Anyway, the point is, for the Indians, today's street beggar is tomorrow's god. Who knows when it'll end? Sheer lunacy.
Nothing strange in that. These Hindus said that everyone's god.
You can be thankful that I'm not. Although I'd show them a miracle or two.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Are you ready, dear?
Ready? What?
You don't remember that Mr. Higgins has invited us as guest of honor at the Malik's temple tonight?
Oh, blast! I'm not feeling too well tonight, dear. And, to be quite honest, I'd much prefer a good game of bridge to standing around a Hindu temple all night.
But you were the one who said it would be good for public relations. And the Indian community will be awfully disappointed if you decline.
Reverend. Reverend Faulkner will accompany you, my dear. He's only been in India for a week, and I think it'll prove quite educational for him. Won't it, Reverend?
Yes, quite. Actually, I don't know any of the local customs. Will there be somebody there to explain things to me?
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Emily will introduce you to this Higgins fellow. His father was a government officer with the East India Company. He's a nice sort of chap. It's strange.
Strange?
Rather too close to the natives for my liking. I'm sure you'll find him an interesting sort of person now. Won't he, Emily?
Yes, of course. All right, goodbye then. Goodbye, Father.
And where are you off to, young lady?
I'm off with Mother.
Oh, no, you're not. It's far too late for you.
Please, just this once.
Elizabeth?
Please?
No!
What is it, my child?
I want to go with Mother. Don't worry, Elizabeth. We'll go together another day.
But I want to go now.
Your father is very determined. All right, you know him.
Come along, my dear. Come, come. I'm sure we can find something.
Come along, Reverend. This family life is very difficult sometimes.
Yes, ma'am.
Come, let's go in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They haven't arrived yet. What happened? They're about to start. Where are the guests?
I don't know. They should be here by now.
Yes.
Ah, here they are.
Ah, yes, yes, you're right.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Namaskar.
The Lieutenant Governor didn't accompany you?
Oh, he's indisposed, but he sends his apologies.
Oh, I see. This is our host, Mr. Gaur Mohanday.
Namaskar. Pleased to meet you. This is Reverend James Faulkner of Leicester.
Namaskar.
And this is Mr. Higgins.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Likewise, sir, I'm sure.
Where's Mary?
She's sick at the moment. Here.
Oh, thank you so much. Shall we
go? Let's go. Let's go. Please.
Please come. Come.
Please remove your shoes over here.
I see.
Leave them here.
Come.
So what brings you all the way from Leicester to India?
Actually, I was hoping to open a missionary school.
Oh, really? In Calcutta? What's your head?
I beg your pardon?
Calcutta or Shimla, somewhere. It must be difficult for you to get used to the weather here.
Yes, I was only remarking the other day how hot it is.
Yes, it is quite hot. Takes some getting used to. Took me 3 years at least.
Come, come.
It's a typical Hindu temple.
Interesting. Tell me, why do people keep ringing the bell?
To attract the attention of the deities.
Oh, I see.
Come.
These are garlands for Lord Krishna.
It's lovely.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Hello.
Hare Ram.
Namaskar, namaskar.
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
What is this group of gentlemen over here doing?
Oh, they're singing hymns, like we do in church. It's called bhajans.
Ah.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Could you explain this festival and what is being celebrated here?
Oh, this is Janmashtami. It celebrates the appearance of Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord?
Hmm.
I'm quite surprised that an upright Christian gentleman like yourself is so full of praise for the heathens.
Well, to be quite frank, Reverend, I've studied all the world's religions, and I must say the most scientific is that of the Vedas.
Indeed.
Hare Rama, Hare
Mr. Higgins, you know so much about our religion.
On the contrary, Mr. Day. To understand your religion, one must live it wholeheartedly. In order to show their reverence, they fold their hands like this.
Like this?
Bolo Shri Radha Govind ki!
Jai!
Shri Radha Govind ki!
Jai!
Shri Radha Govind ki!
Jai!
Jai Shri Radha Govind ki!
Jai! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Adam, fold your hands like this. They are bathing the deities. We call this Abhishek.
Could you explain the significance of these statues?
This is the deity of Krishna, whose form is spiritual, full of eternal knowledge and bliss, and whose image man has been created.
Intriguing. I'm quite astounded at your views. This is what you prove, God. It seems to me nothing more than plain idolatry. How can an educated man like you be so full of praise and admiration for the religion of the pagans?
According to the Vedic literatures, this is the original form of God. It was appeared before our mundane eyes by his causeless mercy. Actually, there is only one God. We Christians call him God, Mohammedans Allah, and the Hindus Krishna, which means the all-attractive.
But then, what about Jesus Christ?
It's nice.
Yes. Well, the learned Hindus hold Christ in the highest esteem.
Really?
He's a pure son of God. And God the Father, who he speaks of so emphatically, is Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare. Your husband was right, madam. Mr. Higgins is a most interesting person.
I'm finishing it now.
Where are the pumpkins and cabbage?
Gopal is on his way with it.
He hasn't come yet? Oh, when will he come? When will we cut all this?
There you are. What took you so long? You always get stuck wherever you
are. What could I do, Maji? The market was so crowded, I brought whatever I could find there.
Okay, keep it down. Bahu?
Yes, Ma?
Bring down all the spices now.
Yes, I am bringing them, Maji.
Hey, Ramu. Give me a hand.
Yes, Dada. Come.
Here are the spices. Come on, take it.
Go get some more garlands.
What?
bhajan.
Baba.
Yes, Dadu.
Get me some water, please.
All right, Dadu. Here it is.
Thank you.
Namaskar, Bodhi. How's our Rajini? I don't see her around.
Well, she'll be with us soon.
Oh, I see.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Yes, come, Dada. Sit down.
It is so beautiful.
Namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar,
namaskar,
namaskar,
namaskar,
namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar,
namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar, namaskar,
Rajeshwari, Ma, what were you doing? Playing? Huh? Offer your obeisance, Sister Tulsi Maharani. Come.
How are you, Rajini?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
When do we get to hear the good news?
that flower lady?
Rajini, you better not do any work or else Ma will get very angry with us. Oh, no, Bodhi. I've been resting all these days. Please let me do something today.
But there are enough people to attend to all the things.
Mm. Bodhi, I'm just going to get some garlands for Radha Krishna. Please.
Come,
let's go.
Didi, are the garlands for Radha Krishna ready?
Yes, they are.
Please take it easy.
Oh, they're beautiful. Rajeshwari Ma,
thank you.
Sit here. I'll be back soon.
Come, come, dear, come.
Rajini, what happened?
Ma.
Oh, dear. Don't worry.
Nothing care about you.
We're all with you. Come.
You have a rest.
What happened?
Oh, what is
it? Stick it. Come on. Oh, you're all right. Come. Carefully.
Don't worry, dear. Slowly. Gently now.
Oh, Krishna.
That's it. Yes, that's it. Take her in now. Please, will someone call the midwife?
Go. Go quickly. Go call the midwife. Quickly, go.
Yes,
go,
father.
Son, go.
Yes, father.
Yes, sir.
You have served us excellent prasad, Gaur Mohan Babu. May all your desires be fulfilled.
Maharaj, I'm just an instrument. Actually, he is the doer.
Sir, here's the water.
After all, who am I to serve you prasad?
That is the truth.
This is all the mercy of Lord Krishna, who has given me this opportunity to serve you personally. I'm very fortunate indeed to have all of you over here.
Ram Krishna Ram!
Har Bhagavan!
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 Krishna, Krishna. People at times are so foolish, Maharaj. Elevating an ordinary man to the status